好，弟兄姊妹，我先第一个交通，我想跟大家从约翰福音的20章第30节这里开始。
Brothers and sisters, I want to share with you, and starting from Gospel according to John, chapter 20.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
第三十节说，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which is not written in this book.
你知道主耶稣行了7个神迹，记在约翰福音里面。
We know that Jesus did 7 signs and is recorded in John.
还有许多没有记下来的。
There are many which are not written in the book.
但这些神迹对我们生活和侍奉中许多的需要都是有关的。
They are concerning our living, our daily living and our service.
但是这些神迹如果不能让我们来追求主的自己，其实没有什么意义。
And if these signs cannot lead us to pursue the Lord, then there's no meaning.
然后31节说，
In verse 31,
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
所以我们的目的是信主耶稣，并且主动从他那里得生命。
So our purpose is to believe in the Lord Jesus and to actively that we want to have life from him.
但是我们的经历常常是被需要推着走的。
But our experiences often are being pushed forward by our needs.
我们有时候心里面想，我要凭信抓住一件事情，就是主的能力大过我的需要。
And in our hearts, we wanted to by faith to grab hold of His strength, that His strength is greater than my needs.
我们有时候忍耐等候，好像就等主行一个神迹，然后我生活和侍奉当中的需要就被满足了。
Sometimes we wait with patience that we are waiting that he will supply us that you know whether our living or our works will our needs will be met.
可是我们的感觉当中常常是主的应许也得不着，主的命令我们也做不到。
Oftentimes we feel that we couldn't have his promise and we are not able to do his work.
你遇到一些事情需要顺服，里面不愿意。
Because when we come to some things that requires us to submit and we are not willing to.
诚实地讲，我们自己心里面对自己诚实，也觉得自己不是很爱主。
And honestly, if we're honest to ourselves, you know, we don't love the Lord as we ought to.
所以我想我们重新思想一下约翰福音。
So let us ponder again on the gospel according to John.
主行了许多的神迹，显明他是神的儿子。
And the Lord has done many signs to reveal that he is the Christ, the Son of God.
但是直到他被钉在十字架上，主耶稣才说成了。
But until he was nailed to the cross, then he said, it is finished.
主要给我们的是他在十字架上做成的。
What the Lord wants to give to us is what he has accomplished on the cross.
我们的眼光却常常盯着主在上十字架以前做的事情。
But our eyes are often on the things that he was doing before he went to the cross.
如果我们所求的不是在主耶稣在十字架上完成的，
If what we ask for is not what he has accomplished on the cross,
好像这些表面的平安、喜乐、得医治、得饱足、得看见、得能力此类的事情。
It's as if on the surface is what we want to be filled, our thirst be quenched, to have been healed, all these.
我们就轻看了主耶稣他在十字架上的做成的事情。
If what we want are all of these things, then we have despised what the Lord has accomplished on the cross.
我们也把主的爱看清了。
And we have we belittle the love of the Lord.
基督徒的路从起头就是得着主的生命。
The life of a Christian from the very beginning is to gain the Lord's life.
是因为主耶稣在十字架上，他的死代替了我们的死。
Because on the cross, his death already is our death.
是主耶稣的死付清了我们的罪债。
His death has already paid the price for our sins.
如果我们得没有得着这一个救恩，
if we do not have this salvation,
我们就算经历了一点神迹，有一天我们要怀疑。
Even if we have experienced all these signs, one day we will doubt.
如果我们得着的不是主耶稣在十字架上成就的救恩，我们有一天要怀疑了。
If what we gain is not the salvation by our Lord on the cross, then one day we will doubt.
哦，我们如果真的是重生了，
if we're indeed born again,
我们如果真的是从圣灵生的。
If we are indeed born of the Spirit,
我们只能走生命的路。
Then we, the only way is to walk the way of life.
我们必须跟随圣灵。
We have to follow the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣他说他去，圣灵就要被赐下来。
Because the Lord said he goes, but he will give us the Holy Spirit.
主要我们得生命，我们必须跟随圣灵。
The Lord wants us to gain life, we have to follow the Holy Spirit.
必须学习顺服。
We have to learn to submit.
必须允许十字架在我们里面做工作。
We have to allow the work of the cross in us.
这是难的路。
This is a difficult way.
因为我们的肉体，我们整个的心思意念会起来反对的。
Because our flesh and our mind will rise up to obstruct it.
有时候我们暗中会这样想，这个路太难走了，我还没有准备好。
Sometimes we think that this is too tough, you know, I'm not ready.
我们会觉得我的经历可能还不够，我再多经历一点，我就爱主了。
And sometimes we feel that, oh, you know, my experiences are not enough, you know, if I experience more, then I will love the Lord.
然后我就可以顺服了。
Then I will be able to submit.
弟兄姊妹，我们不会因为需要被满足而爱主的。
Brothers and sisters, we will not be able to love the Lord just because our needs are met.
圣经里面，约翰福音里面提到，好多人跟随主是为了吃饼得饱。
The Gospel according to John mentioned many they follow the Lord because they are fed by bread.
我们不会因为多经历吃饼得饱而爱主的。
We will not love the Lord just by being filled.
这些人等他们真正主向他们说生命的路的时候，他们就退去了。
Because these people, when the Lord speaks the way of life to them, they left.
真正明白主的爱的人是跟随永生之道的。
Those who truly know the love of the Lord is one who follow the way of life.
圣经里面提到神的爱向我们显明，主的爱向我们显明。
The Bible reveals said how the Lord, how God reveals His love towards us.
都是指着主耶稣在十字架上受死说的。
All points to the death of the Lord on the cross.
都是说神把他的爱子为我们舍了。
Because He has given us His only begotten Son.
都是说主耶稣在我们做罪人的时候就为我们死。
And He died for us while we are still yet sinners.
我们怎么能明白神的爱呢？
How could we understand the love of God?
罗马书说五章五节。
And Romans 5:5 tells us.
是因为圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
比如说我们觉得我们可以多经历一点。
Sometimes we feel we can experience a little more.
我们就能爱主。
And we can love the Lord.
我们就能顺服了。
And we're able to submit.
我们就能走生命的路了。
And we are able to walk this way of life.
我们必须先走在生命和圣灵的路上。
We have to first walk on this way of life and we have the Holy Spirit.
我们才能爱主，才能顺服。
Then we can love the Lord and then we can submit.
你看我交通这些，我们应该把注意力放在主在十字架上所完成的事情上面。
I shared this today that we will focus on the Lord's work on the cross.
主耶稣行了七个神迹。
The Lord has done 7 signs.
第八个神迹是我们常常忽略的，就是他在十字架上的死和复活。
But the 8th we often forget is that he died and rose again.
我们只有专心跟随圣灵的带领。
Only we focus and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
允许十字架在我们里面工作。
And allow the cross to work in us.
走生命的路。
To walk the way of life.
我们才能真的是让圣灵在我们里面显明我们是重生的。
And then the Holy Spirit can reveal to us within that we are born again.
圣灵要带我们爱主。
The Holy Spirit will lead us to love the Lord.
圣灵要带我们奉献给主。
He will lead us to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我的交通到这里。
This is my sharing.
弟兄姊妹，我今天想要交通一点我自己在十字架的这件事情上的一点点的思考和认识。
First, sisters, I want to share with you today a little of what my thoughts are on the cross.
我不知道大家对于十字架一直以来是一个什么样的感受。
I don't know how you feel, how everyone feels towards this, like the cross itself.
就是聚会里年长弟兄，包括我们读的文章，很多都讲到十字架。
Brothers, shared and.With us, the cross and also all the messages that we have read on the cross.
我自己也感觉我们听了好多好多，但是对于我自己而言，这个十字架的真理好像就永远停留在头脑上。
For myself, you know, I feel like I have heard many messages on the cross, but I feel that, you know, all the things I know is all in my head.
我知道十字架是致死我的己生命，我知道十字架是一条生命的路。
I know that the cross is the way of life and it also is to that I would die to self.
可是这一个真理却从来没有在我个人的生命上好像活过。
But this truth is seems like it has never been alive in me.
然后我是很感谢主，因为借着我们最近读的一些文章，包括主日弟兄们交通的信息，还有我自己私下也有读一些书，我觉得都让我在看到一件事情，就是主的十字架。
I thank the Lord that you know, the messages that our brothers shared and all the passages that we read and what I have read in my life, it all points to this matter of the cross.
我不知道为什么我之前就是对十字架没进，没往心里去。
I do not know why previously this matter of the cross have never entered into my heart.
我在想这里面应该也是有主的，我觉得就是有主的在我生命上的一些带领，一些环境，然后让我让我对这个十字架开始有了思考。
I feel that through all the circumstances, the leading of the Lord in my life, that it brings me to come and ponder upon this matter of the cross.
我不知道大家是否有很多的挣扎，内心在主面前有要学的功课，却是永远好像没学到过。
I do not know if any of you also struggle that you know within and the lessons that we need to learn before the Lord and we have never learned.
我自己就是这样，我觉得我知道我好像有问题，但是我挣扎，可是我释放不了，我放不下。
For myself, you know, I feel that, you know, I indeed have that struggle. I have a problem within. I'm not able to let go.
就是在这样的一个情况下，我就读到就是你弟兄交通的那个属灵的还是属头的。
And it's under such a circumstance that I read Brother Nee's message on that is off the spirit and off the head.
他其中我可以我着重的就是分享一句李弟兄写的话。
I want to my emphasis is I want to share on this word of our Brother Nee.
我们承认肉体的败坏。
That we confess.The corrupt of we confess the corruption of the flesh.
但是我们并没有明白圣灵的能力。
But we do not understand the power of the Holy Spirit.
神要带我们到一个地位。
The Lord wants to bring us to this position.
叫我们完全靠圣灵而活。
That we completely rely on the Holy Spirit to live.
其实在读这句话的时候，我第一个看到的那个字是承认。
The first word that I saw when I read this was the confession.
我们承认肉体的败坏。
And indeed we confess out the corruption in our flesh.
我觉得对我自己而言，这个承认从来没成为过一个问题。
To me, you know, this confession has never been a problem.
因为我觉得我在主面前是一个敞开的，是呼求的，是一个完全全盘托出的。
I feel that, you know, I was very open to the Lord. You know, I kind of just laid out before to the Lord.
我把我自己很多的挣扎都一五一十的跟主说了。
I told him, you know, exactly how I was struggling.
然后但是我觉得就是不知道为什么里头慢慢的开始有一个感觉，就是单单承认是不够的。
And to the point where right now it's like when I confess, just that confession, it's not enough.
我觉得圣灵好像里面让我往里面更深的走。
I feel that the Holy Spirit is bringing me deeper.
让我觉得我缺的是那一个完全的依靠。
I feel that what I lack of is that complete reliance, complete trust.
或者是顺服降服。
That complete surrender to the Lord.
就是将自己好像完全交托给了圣灵。
That I surrender myself wholly, completely to the Holy Spirit.
我觉得圣灵在那里让我看到，在这个承认和倚靠之间其实差很多。
And the Holy Spirit brought me to see that there's a very vast divide between the confession and the full reliance.
因为倚靠是要我们舍弃我们自己。
To rely, you know, to surrender oneself, we have to let go of our entire being.
但是我却立志无能，就是没有办法。
I was completely I couldn't do it.
然后就第二句就是这句话的第二部分说神要带我们到一个地位。
And the second phrase of this word was that the Lord is going to bring us to a position.
叫我们完全靠圣灵而活。
To completely live by the Holy Spirit.
然后我在思想这个地位是什么的时候。
When I was pondering on this position,
我心有个感觉，就是那个地方就是主上十字架的地方。
I feel in my heart that that place, that position, is where our Lord went to the cross.
我对以前对十字架的认识，我就只停留在那是主上十字架的地方，那个地方也是我要去的地方，那个地方是死地。
To me, previously, you know, that was where the Lord went to the cross, and that is where I also ought to go, the place of death.
我知道，我内心知道我要死。
In my heart, I know I need to die.
但是怎么死呢？
But how to die?
然后我自己就开始自己钉死自己。
And I start to nail myself to death.
然后自己就是非常的用力，然后在主面前非常的用力在那钉死自己。
I used all my strength to try to nail myself to the death.
后来我就在思想的时候，我也看到十字架它的目的不单单是要我死。
As I ponder that the purpose of the cross not only is for me to die.
我觉得它最重要的目的是要我复活。
Most importantly, it wants me to resurrect.
而这一切都不是我自己能把自己钉死，自己让自己复活。
And to die and to live again, is not up to me.
然后我里头有一个感觉，就是我其实在主的十字架下已经被带到那里的时候，我好像不用做什么。
To die and to rise again is not what I'm able to do, but then I see that I do not need to do it.
我心里头好像有一个很简单的提醒，就是在十字架下面。就是一个顺服，就是一个愿意。
That I was reminded in my heart that beneath the cross, it's a willingness, it's a surrender.
对，我觉得神会负起所有的责任了。
And the Lord will take up all the responsibility.
最后我想就是分享一个我在丁路易师母的小传里看到的一句话。
And lastly, I want to share this passage by our sister Jessica Kent Lewis.
她这个姊妹是对十字架有非常深刻认识的一个姊妹。
Our sister knows deeply the work of the cross.
她说主一直在等待。
She said that the Lord kept waiting.
等待我们到自己能力的尽头。
Wait for us that we are at the end of our own strength.
我觉得这句话好像说出了主他做事的一个原则。
this word as it speaks of the principle of God's work.
就是主他不是不做工。
It is not that the Lord does not work.
他宁愿等待。
You would rather wait.
他做工的原则就是等我们。等我们愿意，等我们到了能力的尽头。
The principle of how he works is that he is waiting for us to come to our own end to surrender.
嗯，这个是我的交通。
This is my sharing.
嗯，请先翻到就马太福音五章二十节。
第几章？
五章二十节，马太福音五章二十节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
这是主耶稣在山上宝训的时候对门徒的其中说的一句话。
This was the word that our Lord speak on the Sermon on the Mount to the disciples.
他说我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, 这里特别提到天国。
It specifically mentioned, the kingdom of heaven.
所以这件事情也是我们特别需要留意的。
And this is something we need to pay attention to.
可能我们很多时候我们主耶稣在很多地方写到进天国的很多条件。
The Lord Jesus spoke many requirements to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, 在这里就特别提到，若你们的义不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Here specifically, he said that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以，我就想与弟兄姊妹一同来思想，什么叫做文士和法利赛人的义。
So I'm to ponder together with brothers and sisters what is the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
还有我们要怎样来胜过，或者是怎样才是胜过了文士和法利赛人的义。
And how we shall that we can what it is what it means to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
对啊，我们再来读一下马太福音二十三章的第三节。
Let's read Matthew 23, verse
3. 马太福音二十三章的第三节。
Matthew 23:3.
凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。
All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not.
第十三节
Verse 13,
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们正当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人你们也不容他们进去。
But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in.
我们这里就看到文士和法利赛人他们有一个很大的问题。
We see there's a great problem with the scribes and Pharisees.
他们能说不能行。
They can say, but they cannot do.
他们有丰富的知识。
They have vast knowledge.
他们在最好的圣经学校下读书。
They are under the best place to learn of the Bible.
他们可以教训人。
They can teach.
但是他们自己一件事情都不愿意做。
But they themselves are not willing to do any of the things that they taught.
他们一个代价都不愿意付。
They're not willing to pay the price.
所以这样的人在主耶稣这里对他们有一个定论。
So the Lord has this command on them.
这样的人叫做假冒为善。
These are called hypocrites.
对，我们可能对假冒为善可能一开始会有一个误解。
Sometimes in the beginning we have a misunderstanding about hypocrites.
可能是我们就是对主不是很真。
Maybe like we're not true to the Lord.
我们对主没有那么打开。
We're not open to the Lord.
可能这个叫做假冒为善。
Maybe this is called hypocrite.
可能我们对弟兄姊妹没有那么打开。
And maybe we're not open to our brothers and sisters.
这个也叫假冒为善。
And this is called hypocrite.
但是主耶稣在这里说到。
But the Lord Jesus said here.
Yeah, 他们能说不能行。
They say, but they cannot do.
这个就是他们的假冒为善。
And this is their being hypocritical.
就是弟兄们一直在我们周六的聚会当中，在主日的时候一直在强调。
Brothers have emphasized them during Saturday meetings and also in Sunday meetings.
我们不能把所有的东西只是停留在脑袋的知识里。
We cannot have things just rest on the head knowledge.
我们这个人真的有改变吗？
be changed?
弟兄也在主日的交通里面提到，我们真的是我们心首先要被改变。
And brother has also mentioned that our hearts first need to be changed.
光是我们的思想去接受一个真理是不够的。
It's not enough for our mind to accept a truth.
我们的心必须被改变。
Our hearts need to be changed.
当我想到主耶稣的生命来到地上的时候。
When I think about our Lord's life on this earth.
他住在了犹太人的中间。
He lives in Judea.
他的生命里面有一个感觉。
He has this sense of life.
他的百姓不接受他。
His people do not accept him.
耶路撒冷城里面没有他的安息之处。
There's no place of rest in Jerusalem.
神的百姓好像拒绝了他。
God's people reject him.
而且我们再来看马太福音的第二十三章。
We'll read Matthew chapter 23.
二十三章的第三十八节。
Verse 38.
马太福音二十三章三十八节。
Matthew 23:38.
看哪，你们的家成为荒场。
Behold, your house is left unto you desolate.
留给你们。
Behold, your house is left unto you desolate.
Yeah, 好像那个时候耶路撒冷真的成为一个荒场。
It's as if Jerusalem was in desolation.
好像神的家也成为一个荒场。
God's house is desolate.
神的家里面充满了假冒为善。
And God's house was filled with hypocrites.
神的家里面充满了很多能说不能行的人。
And God's house was filled with many that can only speak but not do.
所以主耶稣对法利赛人和文士从来没有好的态度。
So our Lord's attitude towards them, the scribes and Pharisees have never been a good one.
但是主耶稣同样对这样的人很怜悯。
But at the same time, our Lord was very merciful towards them.
保罗就是加列门下的法利赛人。
And Paul was under Gamaliel.
他的心被主改变。
And his heart was changed.
他可以转向，他的心完全的转向主。
His heart completely turned toward the Lord.
我这次我会多读一点点，多读一点圣经节。
I want to read a few more Bible verses.
因为我发现好，就是很多话好像我不是很容易去表达。
There are many words that it's hard for me to express.
我希望真的通过一些主的话，能够让我们心里面可以重新唤醒。
I hope that with the Lord's words, we will be awakened.
我们再来读一处，在提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章第八节。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
提摩太后书三章第八节。
Second Timothy 3:8.
从前亚尼和杨毕怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道。
Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth.
他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的。
Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith.
法利赛人对于真道上，他们常常是抵挡的。
The Pharisees are often against the truth.
这里的第一个真道说的是 truth.
That speaks of the truth.
主耶稣来到地上，他就是那个 truth.
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, he is the truth.
但是第二个真道，他这里说的，他说的这里的意思不是 truth。
And the second part here is not about truth.
他是说到 faith.
It's concerning the faith.
就是我们如果我们的心在真道上是抵挡的，我们的信心就是可废弃的。
If our heart is against the truth, then then we will not have faith.
Yeah. 我们好像在主的话上，我们在主的生命上，我们拒绝了他。
If we reject the life of the Lord,
我们还谈什么？我们还可以走在信心的路上呢？
Can we still speak of walking by faith?
我们不得不承认，我就是那一个假冒为善的人。
We have to admit that we are the ones who are hypocrites.
Yeah, 最后再读一处，在启示录。
One more verse in Revelation.
启示录的第三章，大家都非常熟悉。
Chapter 3.
启示录第三章十八到十九节。
Verses 18 through 19.
这说到老底嘉教会的情况。
It's concerning the condition of the church in Laodicea.
第十八章叫第十八节到第十九节，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
我们如果真的对主的事或者对主的家，我们真的心里面有热心。
If our heart indeed is zealous for the house of God, for His work.
主真的会赐一点亮光，让我们看到我们。真的是一个荒场。
And the Lord will open our eyes to enlighten our eyes to see that we are in desolation.
所有的原因都在我们这个人的身上。
And all it points to us.
所以我愿意我们真的在主面前我们接受那个光。
That I hope that we are willing to accept that light from the Lord.
我们愿意付代价。
That we are willing to pay the price.
我们真的悔改
that we repent,
一起来建造神的家
that to build the house of God.
这是我的讲
This is my sharing.
我想跟大家分享的是创世纪的最后一章的五十章第二十节
I want to share with you Genesis chapter 50
的前半段
Chapter 50, verse 20, the beginning of it.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。
But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good.
我今天想要跟弟兄姊妹们分享的就是，但神的意思原是好的。
I want to share, brothers and sisters, that that God meant it unto good.
这次我读到约瑟的故事是非常的鼓励我的。
When I read that the story of Joseph indeed encouraged me.
从约瑟十七岁听见神的在他梦中的启示，到神做成他要做成的工作，之间有二十多年的时间。
There are 20 some years between when Joseph first dreamed when he was about 17 until the Lord worked in him.
从创世纪第四十二章开始，一直到五十章。记录到了很多次约瑟哭泣的画面。
And it recorded much on Joseph's cry from chapter 42 all the way to 50.
如果我没有数错的话，在这个九章里面，自从约瑟见到他的哥哥们开始，就提到了八次他哭了。
And if I remember correctly, in these nine chapters, when Joseph was mentioning how his brothers treated him, he cried out eight times.
在我在主前思想的时候，约瑟的眼泪是非常的触动我的。
And as I ponder before the Lord, the tears of Joseph touched my heart.
和约瑟在这二十多年中间所经历的有三件事情也常常让我思想。
And the three things that Joseph went through during these 20 some years, I ponder upon it.
第一件事情是因为约瑟的哥哥们嫉妒他，约瑟被自己的亲兄弟们用二十克舍的银子卖了，做了奴隶。
And first was because his brothers were jealous of him, and with 20 shekels they sold him to be slave.
第二件事情是在埃及的时候，他主人的妻子喜欢他，约瑟就被这个埃及的内臣的妻子诬陷，被下在了监狱里。
And the second thing was when his owner in Egypt, the wife liked him, and also because of that he was being thrown into jail.
第三件事情是约瑟帮酒正解梦，希望他能够救他出监狱。
And the third was when Joseph spoke of the dream of the cupbearer, and he was able to be released.
但酒正官复原职的时候，却不记得了约瑟，忘了他的事情，到了两年以后才提起。
But when the cupbearer, after he had been released, he forgot about Joseph. It was after 2 years that Joseph was being remembered.
在这三件事情当中，若是按着人的逻辑去分析。
If we use man's logic to try to explain these three things,
去判断事情的对错，看这个事情合不合理。
To see whether it's right or wrong, or if this is reasonable.
但其实约瑟可能并没有做什么，但确实是发生了一些头脑不能明白的事情和比较艰难的环境。
But indeed, Joseph didn't do anything, but things happen that is beyond his he can reason.
我自己也有思想过，如果任何这三件事情的一件临到我，我应该向主询问了无数个为什么。
I ponder upon these that if these things were to happen to me, I would have asked many whys before the Lord.
可能一发生我就想让主马上替我伸冤。
That I would have wanted the Lord to avenge me if these have happened to me.
但约瑟是非常柔软的，顺服在主的给他的每一个环境里。
But Joseph was very meek, and he submit to the Lord all these circumstances.
从创世纪开始记录到约瑟的眼泪的时候，他至少是已经有37岁了。
When the Bible recorded in Genesis at that time, he was already 37.
我有想选几节圣经想跟大家读一下。
I want to read some Bible verses with you.
创世纪42章的23至24。
Genesis 42:23-24.
他们不知道约瑟听得出来，因为在他们中间用通事传话。约瑟转身退去，哭了一场，又回来对他们说话。
And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by an interpreter, and he turned himself about from them and wept.
创世纪45章1至2节。
42:1-2.
约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁，吩咐一声说：“人都要离开我出去。”约瑟和弟兄们相认的时候，并没有一人站在他面前，他就放声大哭。埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。
Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Cause every man to go out from me." And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren, and he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard.
还有创世纪50章17节。
Genesis 50:17.
你们要对约瑟这样说，从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶，如今求你饶恕你父亲神职仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。
So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil, and now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him.
在约瑟见在埃及见到他的哥哥们之前，他可能在这些事情发生的时候，头脑并不能完全的明白。
before Joseph saw his brothers in Egypt, when all these things are happening, maybe in his mind, he could not comprehend.
但他知道的是主在他梦中所给他的启示。
But he knew of the revelation that the Lord had shown to him in his dreams.
也知道主一直在他的身边替他开路。
And he knew that the Lord was opening up a way for him.
环境不容易，但是他是非常愿意服在主的手下的。
Even though the circumstances are dire, but he was willing to submit himself under the hand of God.
他是非常的柔软的，谦卑的，顺从在主的带领当中的。
He was meek and very gentle to able to be adjusted and by the leading of the Lord.
他相信神，就算所面对的环境是艰难的，但是他愿意让自己去受伤。
He trusts the Lord that even though the circumstances that he was facing were difficult, but yet he was willing to have wounds.
从他的眼泪当中，其实我能够体会到里面所包含的内容是非常的丰富的。
From his tears, I could see how full what happened.
他的眼泪是真实的。
His tears were indeed true.
他对主的依靠和信心也是真实的。
His reliance, his trust in the Lord was true.
因着他的顺服，他知道神的意思原是好的。
And because of his submission, he knew that the Lord's heart is good toward him.
神的意思一直都是好的。
That the Lord meant it unto good.
可能我们也会有或者正在经历一些好像我们头脑并不能明白的环境当中。
Maybe we are going through certain circumstances that our mind cannot comprehend.
可能这个环境让我们的心很作难。
Maybe it caused our heart to be troubled.
但主是掌权的，主是可信的。
But the Lord reigns and he is trustworthy.
就算还不能完全的明白，就算有眼泪。
Even though we cannot completely understand yet and even with tears.
我们愿意相信主，心中柔软的顺服在主的手下。
We are willing to trust the Lord and to submit ourselves unto him.
最后我们一定会看见主的意思原是好的，我们的主是可信的。
And in the very end, we will see that indeed he meant it for good. And he is indeed trustworthy.
这就是我的交通。
This is my sharing.
大家好，那个最近那个中年家庭组，我们查马太福音。
Brothers and sisters, the family gathering is on Matthew.
重新思想耶稣基督是王是主。
To ponder again that Jesus Christ is King, is Lord.
江弟兄有交通，也使我们弟兄姊妹当时交通的时候感触很深。
Brother Kong also shared through the message and it touched our hearts.
他说我们人总是从自己开始，我们是多么的以 自己为中心。
And man often begins with himself and how self-centered we are.
往往忘记了以神为中心，要从神的观点来看福音。
We often forget that God is the center. We have to begin with him.
最近我又读到一位传道人的交通，他谈到读圣经的态度。
I also recently read a sharing of a preacher and he 他谈到
attitude.
He shared on the attitude.
他说我们读圣经要努力的来认识神，了解神对我们的态度。
When we read the Bible, we have to understand God's attitude toward us.
而不是我们对自己的感受。
And it's not how we feel about ourselves.
甚至不是我们对神的感受。
And it's also not our feeling to how we feel about God.
我思想就是自己蒙恩得救以后，好像回想起来，大部分还是很多的时候是以自己为中心。
As I ponder after I've been saved, many a times I feel that I still am self-centered.
有很多的掺杂，也带来了很多的挣扎。
And lots of mixture, and it brings about lots of struggle.
心里也清楚，这可能有的时候很得罪神。
And in my heart, I know that I'm sinning against God.
最近在一些就我们很多的聚会交通中，我也特别注意到弟兄姊妹们以不同的角度来交通，就是神应该是一切的中心。
And many messages, brothers and sisters, have shared from many different perspectives that God ought to be the center.
整本圣经是给耶稣基督做见证的，基督本来就是一切的中心。
The Bible is a testimony to our Lord, and the Lord ought to be the center.
我想跟大家分享一段大家都很熟悉的一段圣经，就是约书亚记五章十三节到十五节。
I want to share with you Joshua chapter 5.
13到15节
13 to 15、
我就快速读一下。约书亚、靠近耶利哥的时候举目观看，不料有一人手里有拔出来的刀对面站立。约书亚到他那里问他说，你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢？
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries?
他回答说，不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。耶和华就约书亚就匍匐在地上下拜说，我主有什么话吩咐仆人。
And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What said my Lord unto his servant?
耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照着行了。
And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place where thou stand is holy. And Joshua did so.
我以前确实注意到耶稣亚和以色列百姓是靠着神的帮助得胜。
Previously, I was paying attention to how Joshua, by the power of the Lord, was helping the leading the Israelites.
最近就通过这我们弟兄姊妹们之间的很多次的交通以后，我觉得我的看法就是也是被更新了。
But after much sharing of brothers and sisters, I feel that my perspective have been renewed.
原来人不是中心，神才是一切的中心。
Man is not the center, but God is the center.
征战的是神，是神在主动、主导、主宰。得胜的是神，目的是为了成就神的旨意。
The battle is the Lord, and He's the one who reigns, and He's the one who directs everything.
神的工作是得着顺从神，对神忠心，愿意走在神旨意路上的百姓，带领着这些百姓来得胜。
And the Lord's work is to lead what the Lord is accomplishing is
顺从神，对神忠心，愿意走在神的旨意路上的百姓得着这一批百姓，然后带着百姓来得胜。
The Lord leads to victory those who are submitting to his work.
约书亚一开始也是从以色列的百姓出发寻求帮助，但神明确告诉他不是的。
When Joshua first led the Israelites, he was seeking the help of the Lord, but this is not the case.
约书亚因着看到神就匍匐下拜，以主为主，代表以色列的百姓把主权完全交给主。
But later Joshua was led represent the Israelites that they will give the lordship to the Lord and let the Lord lead.
神是至圣的，所以命令人把一切的污秽来去除，把鞋脱下来，表明只要人顺服和信靠，神就接纳本是污秽的百姓。
The Lord is holy and he wants us to cleanse ourselves and thatTo lose the shoe off our foot.
表明只要人顺服。
That all man has to do is to submit himself to the Lord.
这样使百姓与神的圣洁有份，也在神的得胜中有份。
That the people may have a part in God's holiness and also in His victory.
神是至圣的，是可敬畏的，是一切的中心。
And the Lord is holy and is to be feared and is the center of all.
下面我们看到百姓因着照着神的吩咐同心合意行动如同一人。
And we see that after that, all the people, under the Lord moves as one.
坚固的耶利哥大城就瘫倒了。
And even, the stronghold of Jericho fell.
这是因为众百姓与神同心，完全信靠和顺服。
Because the people were in one heart with the Lord, and they completely submit themselves.
而神是在主导，主宰这一切的得胜。
And the Lord was directing this victory.
接下来看到因着亚干一个人的犯罪，把整个以色列百姓陷在罪中。
And because of Achan,
亚干。
I can't pronounce that word. Of the sin of Achan.
一个人的犯罪把整个的以色列百姓陷在罪中，远离了至圣的神。
And because of Achan's one person sin, and the entire Israelite fell into sin.
百姓的失败不是因着其他的原因，是因着百姓所犯的罪。
The people's defeat, failure was not because of.
是因为他们犯的罪。
不是因为什么？
不是因为其他的原因。
It's not because of other reasons, but it's because they sin.
他因着不洁，所以不能与神同在。
Because they are unclean, so they cannot be with the Lord.
圣经里说，耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作。
And so the wrath of the Lord was on the Israelites.
后面亚干被打死，百姓悔改，才把这个爱城攻下了。
When Achan repent, and then the people were able to defeat.
再次看到神是一切的主宰，神全然公义圣洁，又满了怜悯。
And then the people were able to defeat Jericho, and then we see that how the Lord was holy.
今天神正在工作，建造神自己的教会，并主宰一切。
So today the Lord is still working, and also he's in control of everything.
也常常借着各种各样的环境向我们每个人说话。
And he's building his house, and through many circumstances, he's speaking to us.
也求神常常光照我们真实的光景，使我们真是能够有真正的悔改，也常常警醒在神的面前。
And may the Lord and shine his light into our hearts that we can have true repentance.
如果我们不在心中常常把自己分别为圣，完全交给神。让主做主。
If we set ourselves apart, that the Lord is Lord,
我们就很容易陷在自我之中，陷在封闭和不洁之中。
If we do not set ourselves apart, then many times we'll just shut ourselves in.
我们可能会落在经验、传统之中、宗教之中。也容易落在仇敌的网罗之中。
Then we easily fall into religion and fall into the snares of the enemy.
我们会偏离神的道路，也会离开生命活水的源泉。
And then we'll go astray from the Lord's way and away from the rivers of life.
愿我们心中都能从心中深处发出祷告。
That from our hearts we can pray.
让圣灵藉着十字架的大能在我们身上不断的工作，使我们不断的回转、恢复、回归，以神为一切的中心。
That the Holy Spirit will work in us, that we'll return, we'll repent and return, and that the Lord will be the center of this.
我们这些人也能够真是蒙恩的罪人，也能够和神同心，我们弟兄姊妹们也可以同心。
That sinners saved by grace, that we can be one heart with the Lord and with brothers and sisters.
这不是人手的工作，也不是我们努力可以做到的。
This is not a work of man's hand, and it's not we are not able to do it with our own strength.
我们只有求主不断的怜悯我们，拯救我们。
We have to ask the Lord to have mercy on us to deliver us.
前一阵听到年长弟兄有一个祷告。
A while back, heard elderly brother pray.
就是约翰福音第三章第三十节。
John chapter 3 verse 30.
说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
You shall increase and I decrease.
我现在更明白了，这是一个不断奉献的祷告。
And I understand it more now that it's to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们都活在一个身体里，愿我们没有像伟修弟兄上次说的局外人。
We are living in the body. May we, like what our brother Ben shared previously, that we are not standing on the outside.
我们都有同心，有同样的祷告。他必兴旺，我必衰微。
That we in one heart, that we have this prayer that he must increase and I must decrease.
愿我们的主被高举，荣耀归给主。
May our Lord be lifted up and glory be to our God.
我也想就着我们最近查经查到头脑。和心灵查到我们的祷告如何能答应查到我们的信心的生活有一点交通。
I want to share what we have shared been fellowshipping recently on what is the spirit and the head and then also
prayer and祷告和信心
prayer and faith.
请大家跟我一起翻到历代志下第一章
Chronicles, first, Second Chronicles,
第一章
Chapter 1.
Yeah. 第一章从第一节到第十一节，这里是讲，所罗门在作王的开始的时候有一个大的献燔祭，有一千个祭牲。
Chapter 1, verse 11 and 12.
Verse 1 to 11.
Okay, verse 1 to 11.
然后在第六节的时候。所罗门上到耶和华的会幕同坛那里献一千祭牲为燔祭。
And verse 6 it says that Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it.
我们知道燔祭就是说到我们的奉献。
We know that the burnt offering speaks of our consecration.
我能想象这是一个非常大的场面，因为有一千只祭牲。
We can imagine there's a very, a big occasion with, because there are 1,000 burnt offerings upon it.
但是神却不是在那个时候问所罗门的。
But it was not at that time where the Lord came to ask Solomon.
神是在夜间，在第七节，夜间神向所罗门显现。
But the Lord revealed himself to Solomon in the night, that's verse 7.
在同样的利王记上三章五节也讲了同样的一件事。
And First Chronicles 3:5 also speaks about the same thing.
那里也是说在夜间梦中耶和华向所罗门显现。
It also says that at night in dream, the Lord appeared to Solomon.
这里神给我一个感觉就是我们在人前，在很盛大的这些事情面前，我们可以有很高的祷告。
It's that we can oftentimes have a kind of a very a high prayer before the Lord.
对，但是当我们一个人的时候，当我们在夜间的时候，神问我们你在求什么？你要向我求什么
？But in the night, the Lord come and ask us, "What do you want?"
我们都知道所罗门求要有智慧可以治理以色列民。
We know that Solomon asked for wisdom, to rule, the people.
在第十一节的后半段，神对所罗门说。
In the second half of verse 11, the Lord spoke to Solomon.
神说你既有这心意，并不求资财丰富尊荣，也不求灭绝那恨你之人的性命。又不求大寿数，就当什么
？And God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart that thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, or the life of thine enemies, neither he has asked long life.
我感觉我在读到这里的时候，神就问我，你向我求什么？你一个人的时候向我求什么
？And when I read this, the Lord is asking me, when you're by yourself.What are you asking for?
我觉得我在人前的时候，我在人多的时候，或者我们都在人多的时候，都求主啊，我要有智慧，主啊，我要奉献给你。
I feel that myself and maybe all of us before man, we ask, Lord, I want wisdom, I want to consecrate myself to you.
但当我一个人在生活的时候，在工作的时候，我的祷告往往都是主啊，让我的工作顺利一点，主啊，保守我的平安，保守我的安全，保守我家人的健康。
And by myself, you know, and when I look at my work and my life, you know, I oftentimes ask for that my work will be smooth, you know, I'll have, be safe and my family have good health.
对，甚至盼望公司不要倒闭，然后可以多赚一点钱。
And that, the company will not, you know, close, that I can make more money.
其实神就在说，你一个人的时候，再向我求的就是这些，就是大的寿数，就是尊荣、富贵、资财。
And the Lord was saying to me, when you're alone, what you're seeking, asking for is all riches, wealth, honor, and life.
所以当我们说到我们祷告不蒙答应的时候，我们要问自己，到底是你什么祷告没有蒙答应。
And when we said our prayers are not answered, we have to ask ourselves, what do we pray for?
或者说到底你因着什么样的动机祷告没有被答应。
Or we can ask, you know, out of what motivation did we pray that our prayers are not answered?
在我的祷告中，我也常常会说，主啊，我现在要去见这个人，你要给我话，我不知道该说什么。
Often in my prayer, you know, when I go see a person, I say, Lord, give me words because I don't know what to say.
然后主就问我，你有真的求过要我使用你？
And the Lord asked me, have you truly asked if I want to use you?
我发现我的祷告都是针对着一些事情，但是却没有针对着我这个人，我的心。
My prayers are often towards the work and not towards my heart.
我们读，我们好像忙着去准备我们查经要交通的，准备我们要读的要背的。
And we are busy preparing what we want to share during the meetings and what we the Bible verses we're going to memorize.
我们真的在我们的心里祷告说，主啊，我要认识你。
Do we in our hearts truly say, Lord, I want to know you?
我们也很忙着去服侍，去找朋友，然后去。跟弟兄姊妹有交通。
We are busy serving and we went to look for our friends, and also brothers and sisters to share.
我们有在心里真的求主啊，你要使用我。
In our hearts, do we truly pray that Lord use me?
第二个我要交通的就是所罗门在向神求智慧的时候，我以前以为所罗门是因为他有一个独到的眼光，所以他可以这样求。
When Solomon asked for wisdom, I thought, you know, he was very
special, smart.
That you know he asked for wisdom.
对，但是当我翻回到历代志上二十二章十一节
，When I turn back to First Chronicles 22:11，
对，这里是大卫在最后对所罗门的一些交代。
And here was what David commanded his son.
如果你把整章读完，你就发现大卫向他解释了为什么要建圣殿。
And if you read the whole chapter, you see how David explained why he needs to build the temple.
在第十一节的时候特别提到。
And 11 it says,
但愿耶和华赐你聪明智慧，好治理以色列国，遵行耶和华你神的律法。
Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God as he had said of thee.
我发现其实这句话，所罗门之所以求智慧，是因为他真的听进去了他爸爸的劝勉。
I feel that he would ask for wisdom because he indeed heard his dad, his father's telling him.
很多时候我们说我们有的都是第二手的，我们没有第一手的。
Many times you said what we have are all second hand and not first hand.
其实第二手变第一手是很容易的，你接近心里它就变成了你的。
For second hand to be first hand is very easy if you go to your heart.
对，所以所罗门真的听进这些话的时候，他一个人的时候，他见到神的时候，他真的谦卑，他相信他爸爸说的是对的，他就跟神这样求。
So when he was by himself, he humbled himself before the Lord and he pray this prayer.
我们今天也听到很多很好的真理。
We have heard many good truths.
我们是不是真的相信这是很好的真理？在我一个人的时候，在我独自夜间的时候，我也跟神求同样的事情。
Do we believe in all these truths and that by ourselves in the night we come and ask of the Lord?
还是到那个时候就觉得这些其实都不重要，还是我这些生活的琐事比较重要？
Or at that time we feel like this is not important. What I need in my daily life is more important.
我们经常会交通，也是我们彼此劝勉，就是我们得不着是因为我们不求，我们求也得不着是因为我们妄求。
We often encourage one another that, you know, when we prayed, We did not receive because we did not pray. And when we pray and still not receive because we have asked in vain.
所以我们一定要关注我们到底在神面前求什么。
We have to pay attention what we ask of the Lord.
还有另外一位跟所罗门一样也是接棒的人，就是约书亚。
Another person similar to Solomon was Joshua to receive the baton.
对，我们如果翻到出埃及第三十三章第八节
，Exodus
到十一节
，33
三十三章，对，八到十一
，8 to 11。
上一次维修弟兄交通这里的时候是讲到，摩西像神的朋友一样跟神讲话。
When Brother Wishu shared with us was that how Moses like a friend was speaking to the Lord.
然后落到我眼睛里的是第十一节的后半句。
What I saw was the second half of verse 11.
当摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle.
当你从第七节如果读下来的话，你就发现当摩西他在他们所住的营外支搭了一个会幕的时候，他跟神讲话，百姓都出来，就是
when Moses was outside the camp, that he built a tabernacle, then the people will come out.
对，百姓好像都在那里观看，都在那里下拜，说哇，神跟摩西讲话像朋友一样。
And they were there, in awe that, you know, Moses was speaking to the Lord like a friend.
但是当摩西讲完了，百姓就散了。
And the people departed after Moses finished.
就好像我们今天一样，我们聚会了，大家就哦，听神的，听讲话。
And just like us today, we come and we just listen.
然后讲完了就散了，各回各家。
And after it's done, we are gone. We depart.
只有约书亚在那里不肯离开会幕。
But Joshua was there and not willing to leave the tabernacle.
我这次在读的时候，我特别感觉约书亚他不是要特地独行。
This time I read, it's not that Joshua is just, you know, doing what he wants.
他是心中真的爱慕，他也心中真的稀奇。
He indeed loved and indeed amazed.
所以他不肯离开那里，他在那里看，他在那里想。
So he departed not out of the tabernacle, he was there pondering.
他虽然不明白，但是他想要知道。
Even though he couldn't understand, but he wants to know.
他的这个心让我感动的是也被神看见了。
That his heart, you know, what touched me was that his heart, the Lord saw it.
所以被神记录，也约书亚也最终被神使用。
So the Lord recorded and also the Lord used him.
对，这是我想教。
And this is my sharing.
我在读到约翰福音的时候，我们也讲到圣灵，然后我就读到约翰福音第三章第八节。
When reading the book of John, we're talking about the Holy Spirit in chapter 3 verse 8.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
The wind blew where it listed, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
我读这节圣经的时候，我就觉得这节圣经对圣灵的描述非常的形象，也给我印象非常的深。
And when I read this verse, it gives such a vivid description of the Holy Spirit, and it.Really impressed on my heart.
弟兄们一直都在强调，鼓励我们，就是在圣灵在我们当中的工作，应该是非常非常重要的。
And brothers also emphasize on how important is the work of the Spirit amongst us.
我也听到很多非常宝贵的 弟兄姊妹们被圣灵引导的这样的见证。
I have also heard many precious leading of the Holy Spirit among brothers and sisters.
我非常的羡慕。
And I also desire.
Yeah. 非常感谢主，就是在救恩上面，主没有那个救恩没有越过我。
And I thank the Lord that He did not pass me by with His salvation.
我是得救的。
That I've been saved.
同样，我也愿意祷告。
And also my prayer.
圣灵，这个自由的圣灵的风，它自由的吹，也不要越过我。
That this Holy Spirit, the wind that blows so freely, will not pass me by.
让我能够接收到。
And that I would also receive.
也不要越过我们的聚会。
And do not pass our meeting by.
让圣灵的工作能在我们当中。
That the work of the Spirit may be amongst us.
也从这件，从这一节圣经当中，我们知道，一方面圣灵它是自由的。
And from this verse we see that the Spirit is free.
它随从自己的意思，不会受人的限制。
Doing according to what he wants and will not be restricted by man.
就像风它没有停过，圣灵也从来没有停过他的工作。
The wind has never stopped, and just like that, the Holy Spirit has never stopped his work.
他的工作就像我，就是在于我们有没有抓住。
And his work depends on whether or not we capture it.
但是另一方面我也想到。
On the other hand, I was thinking,
圣灵的工作临到我们，圣灵也给我们自由。
And the work of the Spirit is upon us and also gives us freedom.
他从不强迫我们接受。
Never forcing us to receive.
我记得倪弟兄的信息里边讲过一句话。
I remember Brother Ni's message shared this.
我记得非常清楚，也许不是很恰当，但是我愿意跟大家分享。
I remember it, but I'm not so sure if it's very appropriate.In this case, but I would like to share with you.
Yeah, 他说地狱的门从来没有栏杆。
The door of hell has never had a barrier, a gate.
Yeah. 伊甸园中那个分别善恶的树的果子，那个树旁边周围从来没有基路伯的火箭围绕着它。
And that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil also doesn't have the cherubim with swords fire around it.
其实就是我们的意志，神是给我们自由的。
It points to that our will, the Lord gives us that free will.
另一方面，生命树周围也没有火箭的看守。
And the same with the tree of life, there's no sort of fire guarding it.
Yeah, 所以就是我们是否愿意跟从圣灵，愿意是否愿意顺服圣灵的工作，真的是我们的自由。
So it is indeed up to us, is our freedom whether or not to choose the work of the Holy Spirit on us.
讲到圣灵的工作，我就很自然的想到一卷书，就是路德记。
Speaking of the work of the Holy Spirit, naturally I think about the book of Ruth.
这卷书我们都非常熟悉，故事也熟悉，弟兄们也交通很多。
And brothers and sisters have shared on it.
我就在这里再跟大家重新温习一点几个小点。
I want to mention a few points.
因为我们最近也读到倪弟兄讲到奉献。
Brother Neil, we read the messages on consecration.
还有那个进窄门，走小路。
And also to enter the narrow gate, to walk the narrow way.
还有我们的祷告生活。
And our prayer life
都与这个十字架与我们付代价都是密不可分的。
And it's joined together, cannot be separated from this way of the cross, and for us to pay the price to walk in this way.
所以就像路德记里边
，just like in the book of Ruth,
Naomi 就是路德的婆婆
，and her mother-in-law Naomi,
她就像圣灵的工作
，she's just like the work of the Holy Spirit.
她将路德
She brought Ruth,
就像我们
just like us,
带进基督
to bring us into Christ.
所以我觉得是非常宝贵的
And this is very precious.
所以我下边有几个小点想分享一下
So I want to share with you a few points.
第一点就是我们应当学习认识圣灵的好
we ought to learn to the goodness of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 圣灵是宝贵的。
He is precious.
就像路德认识拿俄米，她是一个好婆婆。
Just like Ruth knew Naomi, she is a good mother-in-law.
她爱她的媳妇们。
She loved her daughter-in-law.
她也为他们着想。
And also, thought about them.
我记得上次我们唱过一首诗歌，就是神给我们的都是最好的，不是次好的。
And I remember the hymn that we sang, God's best.
刚才弟兄姊妹也交通到罗马书五章五节，圣灵将爱浇灌在我们里边。
And brother also shared with us in Romans 5:5 that the love of God, the Holy Spirit, pour out to us.
姊妹也提到神给我们他的原意总是好的。
And sister also shared that God meant it unto good.
Yeah, 第二点我想就是要提醒我们要学习认识自己。
And secondly is to remind ourselves to know ourselves.
路德她是一个摩押的女子。
Ruth was a Moabitess.
她是没有无份进神的国的。
And she has no part in God's kingdom.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
我们就像她一样本是与神无关无份的。
And we have nothing initially to do with the Lord.
但是我们如今蒙了恩。
But today, saved by grace.
能与神的国有份。
That we can have a part in his kingdom.
所以我们应当抓住机会。
So we ought to grab hold of the opportunities.
第三点就是在选择与跟随圣灵的时候我们是需要付代价的。
And third is that with our choice and to follow the Holy Spirit, we need to pay the price.
就像在路德记里边讲的起初拿俄米的两个儿妇他们两个都愿意跟随拿俄米回他的本国。
And just like in the book of Ruth, initially, the two daughter-in-laws want to follow Naomi back, to where she came from.
但是拿俄米将那个不能再生子的那个现实告诉他们之后。
But when Naomi told them about the reality that she cannot bear for them another son,
俄尔巴就是另外一个儿妇，她就选择放弃跟随。
And Orpah chose to give up.
她也是个好媳妇。
She was also a good daughter-in-law.
但是在这个现实的门前，这一道关之前
，But then facing that reality,
她有些代价是不能付的。
She was unable to pay that price.
所以他就放弃了跟随。
So she gave up following.
但是在第二章路德记第二章十八节里边讲。
But in Ruth 2:18,
路德定义跟从拿俄米。
But Ruth had said, "Am I to follow Naomi?"
我们也都知道，在二章十六到十七节里边，我们都熟悉的经节就是讲到路德是如何的定义。
And in 16-17, it speaks about how Ruth she set her heart to go with Naomi.
这里我就不再多读了。
I will not read more.
最后一点我想讲交通就是说要顺服学习顺服恩膏的教训。
And lastly, I want to share with you to learn to follow the anointing.
路德在路德记里边三章第五节讲。
And Ruth 3:5,
路德对拿俄米说凡你所吩咐的我必遵行。
That I will do all that you command me to.
这句话这句经节虽然短
even though it was very short
但是我们能够体会到里边他要遵行必须是要付代价的
that to, in order for her to obey she has to pay the price
那个代价我们知道也是非常巨大的
it was a heavy price
这个就是我们进门之后要走路的时候在路上 在地上行走我们的过这个基督徒生活的时候我们要付的。
When we enter the door and we walk this Christian way, we have to pay this price.
所以我们就像尼弟兄的信息里边讲到，奉献是我们的开始。
Just like Brother Nee shared with us in his messages that consecration is the beginning.
弟兄姊妹们也交通到十字架是不可少的。
And brothers and sisters also share that we cannot do without the way of the cross.
是的，路德就跟从拿俄米。从他是一个局外人到现在成了在基督里的人。
So Ruth followed Naomi from being an outsider, she became one in Christ.
并且成了神合用的器皿。
And a vessel that is for the master's use.
我们也是有路可以走的。
And we are ones that have a way to walk on.
我们我最后就想用一句那个诗篇里边的经节，就是有的时候我们虽然时常的偏行己路。
And lastly, I want to use Psalm to speak of this because oftentimes we go astray.
但是我们愿意求主怜悯我们，救我们。
But we want to ask the Lord to have mercy on us and to deliver us.
在诗篇119篇176节。
In Psalm 119,
176节。
Verses 146.
76.
176,
yeah. 我也愿意有这样的祷告。
I also want to have this prayer.
Yeah, 虽然我们有时偏行己路。
Even though we go astray,
我愿意祷告说，主啊，我如亡羊走迷了路，求你寻找仆人。
I have gone astray like a lost sheep, seek thy servant.
圣灵的能力是奇妙的。
The work, the power of the Holy Spirit is amazing.
他可以做成。
He can do it.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天想和弟兄姊妹分享了生盼望 produce hope.
生盼望 OK. I'm going to share with brothers and sisters to produce hope.
我们一起来看罗马书五章三到五节。
Romans chapter 5 verses 3 to 5.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope make not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
这几节圣经都是我们很熟悉的圣经。
And we are familiar with these scriptures.
熟悉到个程度，基本读起来已经没什么感觉。
And when we read, we do not feel anything.
其实连头脑的知识都算不上，基本就放一边。
And it's not even considered head knowledge because we put it aside.
有一次我听一个弟兄分享的时候，他提到这节圣经。
A brother shared and he mentioned this verse.
他交通的内容跟这些圣经一点关系都没有，他也没有讲解这些圣经。
What the content of his message has not was nothing to do with this, and he didn't explain it.
当我听到这些圣经的时候，我心里面好像亮了一下，所以我想和大家分享。
But when I heard these verses, and my heart was enlightened, and I would like to share, brothers and sisters.
对于一个在困难和需要中的人，他是非常需要盼望。
To one who is in need, really needs hope.
盼望的力量对他来说是非常重要。
That hope, the strength that comes out from hope is very important.
所以我们其实都心里都巴不得我早点能够看见那盼望。
And in our hearts, we desire to see that hope.
越早越好。
The earlier the better.
我巴不得患难就生盼望。
How I wish, you know, that tribulation will bear hope.
我不要经过忍耐，不要经过老练。
I do not have to go through patience, and experience.
因为其实我们心里面想要的盼望，就是我能够看到一些那个 solution 的一些边。
Because what our hearts, our hope is that, like we can see a little glimpse of the solution.
就像一个人找工作找了很久，他面试完之后，别人就问他，哎，你觉得这次有没有希望？
Just like someone's looking for a job, and after the interview, many will ask, you know, what do you think? You know, is there any hope?
或者 你看房子看来看去都不合适。
And when you go look at houses, you know, however many you took a look and it's not suitable.
然后有新房子看你心里面想哦这次是不是有希望。
And when another house, you know, comes up to the market and say, oh, you know, then there is hope.
我们要的盼望其实都是跟看环境连在一起。
And the hope that we desire to have,is kind of link to the circumstance.
或者需要我里面的情绪被提起来，我才觉得有盼望。
Or we are stirred up from within and we feel that there is hope.
所以我想患难立马生盼望，是因为其实我想尽快的出这困难，我的需要尽快的被解决。
For tribulation to go right into hope is that you know my needs can be met right away and what I want can be gained.
但这个不是这里面讲的盼望。
But this is not the hope that is referred to here.
这个不是主要让我们生的盼望。
This is not the hope that the Lord wants us to bear.
主要我们生的盼望必须要经过忍耐和老练。
And that hope needs to go through patience and experience.
我觉得忍耐的关键不在于说我这个人多能忍。
Patience is not upon that how much I can endure.
或者我忍了多久。
Or how long I endure.
或者我忍受的过程中承受了多少痛苦。
Or how much pain I endure during this endurance.
我觉得忍耐的关键是进忍耐的门。
I think that the point is to enter into this door of patience.
在我们读门与路的时候，我问了一个问题。
While we are reading this thing, this message about door and the way, I asked a question.
那篇文章里面说，进门就是几秒几分钟的事，而走路是一件很长的事。
To enter the door is just a few seconds, you know, the thing, but then to walk, that's a long way.
但为什么有些事情，例如说找工作或抽 H1B?
But what about like looking for a job and I'm waiting for H1B?
有些人很快就得着，一下子就进这个门。
And some, you know, enter the door very quickly.
有些人这个门进来进去几年都进不了。
And some, you know, enter, trying to enter many years and couldn't get in.
然后弟兄跟我们就是回答我问题。
And our brother answered my question.
即使前面有很多的挣扎，
Even though we have many struggles before,
但是这一件寻求的事，假如我真的交托出去，进这个门，真的就是几秒、几分钟的事情。
And if indeed I truly come and seek, entering this door is a matter of seconds.
然后主就带你走路，一直走到这件事情能够成就。
And then the Lord will lead you on the way until this matter is accomplished.
进忍耐的门也是一样。
And the same with entering the door of patience.
如果我们没有把自己真的服在主的手中，我们没有进忍耐的门。
If we have not fully, truly submit under the Lord, then we have not entered into the door of patience.
哈拿的忍耐不是从他没有孩子吃不下饭开始的。
The patience of Hannah is not from that she cannot have a child and she couldn't eat.
哈拿的忍耐是从那个奉献的祷告开始。
Hannah's patience begins with her consecration.
但这并不是说我们前面经过那些痛苦或者浪费那时间没有意义。
It's not that the sufferings that we have been through and it's all wasted.
对一个要主的人，经过的这些逼他进这个门。
For one who wants the Lord, these suffering will push the person to enter the door.
但假如我其实没有那么要主，其实我中途就已经放弃了。
But if I do not want the Lord, then I would have given up halfway.
我以为我忍了很多。
I thought I have bared a lot.
其实在主的眼中，我们根本没有进这个门。
But in the eyes of the Lord, we have not entered into the door.
如果我们的盼望没有经过忍耐的调整和考验，
If our hope has not been adjusted by this patience and the test of patience and experience.
其实我心里其实不是真的那么清楚主想要的是什么，而我这个人想要的是什么。
And in my heart, I would not truly know what the Lord wants and what I want.
忍耐显明一些事情，也调整我们的盼望。
That patience review things and also adjust our hope.
我们读到说，信是所望之事的实底。
And faith is the substance of things hoped for.
如果我们所望的，其实不是神要我们所望的。
If what we have hoped for is not what the Lord wants us to hope for,
其实很多我们自己以为信心的路其实都是枉然。
Then many of the ways of faith that we thought they are ways of faith is in vain.
忍耐生老练。
And faith bears experience.
前几周弟兄们有交通，以色列人晓得神的作为，摩西知道神的法则。
That the Israel know the works of the Lord and the Moses know the ways of the Lord.
观看神的作为是不能让一个人真的老练。
To only see the works of the Lord will not make a person being experienced.
只能让这个人觉得自己很老资格。
And only make the person feel that, oh no, I'm qualified.
只有真正认识神的法则才能够是老练。
Only knowing the ways of the Lord, then we are indeed experienced.
我们读属灵和属头这篇交通的时候，
When we read about the sharing of the spirit or of the head,
里面有提到说
in there it shared.
当我听到别人的一些见证跟分享的时候，我其实我也很想有相同的 相同的那个经历。
It mentioned that when people talk about their experiences, their testimony, I desire to be like that too.
我也盼望神照样的引导我。
And I also hope that the Lord will lead me in such a way.
但是我们常常失望。
But we often we lost hope.
我读的时候，我发现，哎，这个就是讲我。
And when I read it, I was like, you know, this is speaking of me.
我才发现，当我真的有困难、有需要的时候。其实第一反应对我最感兴趣的是神的作为。
And that when I'm in trouble, the first thing that I'm interested in is God's work.
最吸引我的是神的作为。
What draws me the most is God's work.
而不是神作为背后的法则。
And it's not the ways behind His works.
如果我们的盼望是从神的观看神的作为当中生出来的。
If our hope is growing out of witnessing God's work.
我们会发现我们的盼望很站不稳，并且非常 confusing.
Then we'll see that this hope cannot stand and is very confusing.
我早上聚会还觉得有盼望。
And I have hope when I come to the meeting in the morning.
下午回家就失望了。
And I lose hope when I go back in the afternoon.
因为神的作为会变的。
Because God's work will change.
神的作为在每个人身上带领是不一样的。
God's work is leading is different among all of us.
在他身上可以，在我身上可能就不可以。
And it's okay for him and not for me.
在他身上发生，可能在我身上就不发生。
It will happen on this person, but not on me.
所以，假如我们只把注意力放在神的作为身上
，So if we only focus on the works of the Lord,
我们发现我们的盼望变来变去。
Then our hope will keep changing.
其实老练英文里面讲到是 character.
This is also been translated as character.
如果真的知道神的法则。
If we indeed know the ways of the Lord,
其实神在我们忍耐的过程中 build up 他能够用的 character.
And in the process of this patience, He will build up the character in us.
忍耐当中就生出那个老练。
That patience will bear that character.
老练生出盼望。
And that will bear hope.
这个人无论在任何情况下，他心中还是有那个 drive.我要去认识主，要服侍主。
And under any circumstances, the person will continue to want to know the Lord, to serve the Lord.
盼望不至于羞耻。
That the hope will not be in vain.
我们常会提到说，凡等候耶和华的不至羞愧。
That they that wait upon the Lord shall not be ashamed.
不仅是因为主成就我们所盼望的。更是因为中间走过忍耐和老练的路。
Not only that the Lord fulfilled what we hoped for, but also we walked on this patience and character.
如果不是这样的话，
If it's not like this,
其实一个拜偶像的人，
And one that worship idols,
他也能说我拜的那个神让我没有羞愧。
And the person can also say, you know, I worship this idol, you did not cause me to be ashamed.
让我所盼望的成就。
Also cause what I hope for to come to fruition.
其实假如主只是让我们走一条拜偶像的路。
If the Lord only wants us to walk in the way of worshiping idols.
对主来说其实反而是更容易的。
To the Lord, that is even easier.
但因为主爱我们的缘故。
But it's out of His love for us.
他愿我们走一条更加蒙福的路。
He wants us to walk in this way of that is blessed.
其实我们的主在当中承受额外的很多很多的忍耐和叹息。
And during this time, our Lord bears much long suffering and sighing.
但是主没有放弃我们。
But the Lord did not give up on us.
他愿他的盼望真的生在我们里面。
That he desired that his hope truly grows in us.
这是我想交通的。
And this is my sharing.
时间一年一年的过去。
And year pass by.
求主能够怜悯我们，愿主的话激励我们。
And may the Lord have mercy on us, and His word encourages us.
我们聚会就到这里，我们一同祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你安排各样的环境，主要是你因着你抓住我们不放。
Lord, you arrange all these circumstances, Lord, because you grab hold of us and you're not willing to let go.
主啊，愿在各样的环境中给我们个心智，我们也要抓住你不放。
Lord, and under all the circumstances, Lord, that give us this will that we will hold on to you too.
求你使用各样的环境，是好是坏，建立我们。
Lord, use all these circumstances, whether it's good or bad, that will build us up.
把我们带到水深之处。
And bring us to the deep water.
救我们脱离肤浅，救我们脱离只是看着环境而有的盼望。
Deliver us from this shallowness and also deliver us from the hope that is only on these circumstances.
怜悯我们这些人。
Have mercy on us.
在这个世界一直要拉扯我们的时候。
When this world is dragging us.
给我们里面一个强烈要你的心。
Give us a strong a desire for you.
我们当我们每个人真的安静在夜间面对你的时候，我们都是对你有所要的人。
As we quiet ourselves down in the dark of night, Lord, that we want you.
愿你的爱激励我们。
May your love compel us.
我们无论里面任何的死灰都能被复燃起来。
And these dead ashes, Lord, will be rekindled.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.